I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories. Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. I'm bringing you another collaboration about love, who and why we love, crazy things we do for love, and advice both received and given about love. Through the different voices and experiences, there may be a nugget of advice or a glimmer of truth for you. So, who do I love and why? I love my tribe, the women who are my sisters, my confidants. They are my mirrors and a pure source of joy and reliance. They keep me steady and real. Coming out of childhood, I had a need for safety and protection. And while it took many years for me to understand that, to unravel the messiness of my upbringing and subsequently my needs, I ended up eventually knowing exactly who my people are. I cherish them, cheer them on, and celebrate all the highs and lows every chance I get. And most of all, I allow myself to be vulnerable, which is the only way love can be truly shared.
Who do I love and why? Boy, the definition of love has so much evolved for me over the course of my existence. I'm in my mid-50s right now, and I don't even think I really thought about the word love or what it meant or what it's supposed to be probably in my 20s, 30s, and 40s, although today I have a better definition of it. Those who I've loved in the past, I know I've loved my family members, my friends, the people that I was in relationships with, although it was more of a complicated thing back then. It was sometimes messy. It was sometimes blissful. And in my 20s and 30s, I really don't think I ever fully knew or thought about why or how I was loving the people that I was loving. Today, I can say that the ones that I love leave me with a really amazing feeling in my heart. It's just a real feeling. Now, whether you get that love back or not, for the time being or not, this is something that I feel like it truly is. In its entirety, I would say that some of the things that conjure up the feeling of love for me are vulnerability, authenticity, respect, communication, support, and being able to have it be like a two-way street. I love my friends because I can call on them. I love them for being non-judgmental. I've loved them for also calling me out on things. This today for me is love. I am stronger, so I'm able to want some of these accountability things to come into play as well. That is love for me. I just feel it a little bit deeper these days. I know what I'm looking for. I feel like I build more of a love circle around me, whether it's my neighbors, my friends, the men that I am in relationships with. I feel that I much better have a grasp of what I am looking for and what it is that I need. And of course, it comes at different levels in all of my different relationships. But overall, I would say it's the feeling that I'm left with in my heart that is real.
What crazy things have I done for love? As a person who lived without boundaries for many years, I really pushed the limits on being ridiculous. I'm sure it was just to satisfy a need that was most likely a wound from an earlier time. Mostly, I've accepted superficial, disrespectful non-love. And in doing so, I dishonored myself and my brilliance by aiming low. And I think that is absolutely crazy. If I ever do anything unhinged again for love, I'd like to think it will be more adventurous and playful for us both together.
What are you thinking? They said. Those kinds of relationships never work, they said. How do you plan to do this? They said. Is it worth it? They said. What I'm referring to is what both family and friends said to me when I got involved in a long-distance relationship. I met an amazing man. I had never known a love like this before, so I gave it a shot. He in Cleveland, me in New York City. Our long-distance relationship spanned almost 2 years. I learned with great love comes risk and change. Who was going to make the move so we could be together? I did. I left my life in New York City and my career behind and moved to Cleveland all for love. Long story short, we've been married 19 years and are raising a son together. Proof that long-distance relationships can work. My advice, take that risk for love. I wouldn't change a bit.
Okay, what advice have I given in regards to love? And what comes to mind with that question is when my little sister's friends were starting to date. And I remember one came to visit me when I was living in New York City, and she was telling me how her twin sister didn't like the guy she was dating, and I think she's just jealous. And she was going on and on about how her twin sister was sabotaging her new relationship. And I paused and I told her, I think what we all need to know is that if your twin sister is close to you, or you have a friend that is close to you, and they don't like the relationship, it's not because they're jealous. It's not because they want to sabotage it. It's because they care about you. And I think we need to trust what others see in those that we love versus what we see. And I found that to be true in my marriage, where I know other people were seeing things and trying to tell me, and I wouldn't listen or I wouldn't see those things. And I think when you're in love, you're kind of blinded by it, and you don't actually see some of the true characteristics or warning signs. So my advice would be, you may think you're in love and you may think you have a great guy, but if your best friend is trying to tell you that he's not so great, listen.
So what advice have I given or taken as it relates to love? I think the best advice I've taken and given is that words and actions must match. You must show me that you love me, not just tell me, because I need to feel it. And that excuses are often a person's way of not being straightforward or honest. Communication is key. And no one should be forced to bite their tongue in order to protect someone's ego. A healthy relationship includes honesty. It's an expression of loyalty and love, because a relationship with love is a place to feel safe and to grow from. And finally, there must always be kindness, even when you are disagreeing with one another.
This is Dr. T sharing about some of my favorite clips of advice that I've either received or given about finding and keeping true love in your life. Well, first you have to love yourself. If you want to attract the kind of love that you want in your life, whether it be the friends you want, family relationships, and even romantic love, a partner, you first have to love yourself for who you truly are. Once you can accept yourself, it's so much easier to attract those who will do the same. What's nice about it is you can start right there with yourself. You don't need anybody else but you to love you. And when you're ready to receive the love back, you'll be filled with so much love. And if you unconditionally love yourself, you can begin to see that on the outside reflected back to you from everyone in your life, including your romantic partner. Have fun with it. It's a journey of a lifetime, full of love. So much love, your cup runs over. We're going to end with this mathematical equation incantation to find or nurture true love in your life. A true self plus a true self equals the true laughter of true love. You're so worth it! Be the reflection you want to see in the world.
I hope you enjoyed the different voices about love today. We are all just trying to figure out how to love and to be loved. As Dr. T shared, it really does start with your own self-love. It is up to you to understand what feels right and what you need to satisfy your own heart and mind. Then you can invite another and provide a roadmap so they don't have to guess. Because we are responsible for letting people know who we are and what we need. I believe that's where we often get off course and lose sight of the beautiful experience that love is. It comes down to you, to each of us, to know and love ourselves so we can share all of that beautiful tenderness and affection with others. So go love the heck out of yourself and show the world how brilliant and amazing you are. It's been fun. Please be kind to yourself and thanks for listening. That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.